Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine D'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Four Dogs Missing by Rhys Gard, published by Echo Publishing in 2023. Today's book is about wine, family, and independence. Oliver is a recluse and an award-winning winemaker in Mudgee, rural New South Wales. Preferring wine to people, Oliver has lived in the region for years but made few friends, and that's the way he likes it. Until one day, out of the blue, his twin brother drives up to his Four Dogs Missing vineyard. They haven't seen each other for 15 years and their first interaction is a little awkward and rusty. His brother's always been a drifter, but Oliver's glad to see him. Even though his appearance reminds Oliver of their past and the ghosts from their childhood, things that Oliver has kept secret all his adult life. That first night, Oliver heads off to see his girlfriend, but looks forward to re-establishing his relationship with his brother over the next few days. Except when he returns in the morning, he finds his brother murdered. Of course, the police are called in, and Oliver finds himself the prime suspect. And when other people associated with Oliver are found dead, he has to find a way to clear his name. Has someone poisoned his wine? And what does his late mother's artwork have to do with his brother's death? But after being alone for all these years, can Oliver ask for help? Four Dogs Missing is a thriller about greed, grief, and egotism set in the world of wine and art. Don't read this book if you're taking a break from drinking wine. It will tempt you to reach for a bottle. Oliver prefers his own company and has built a life around his business and a few close colleagues. Burying himself in work, he can ignore his family and what happened in his past. But the walls he's built around himself are rock solid. And when he needs to open up and ask for help, he can't. And as Oliver struggles to prove his innocence, someone is doing their best to frame him, he begins to distrust everyone around him, alienating himself further. This is also about family trauma and how a horrific event can haunt someone throughout their lives. Oliver finds solace in work and isolation, while his brother can't stand still and falls into dodgy circumstances. But at the same time, he starts a frank conversation about his life via a series of letters with a woman he met on a one-night stand. Oliver is surrounded by a group of equally complicated friends and acquaintances. His vineyard manager with his love of the horses, his girlfriend, an Indigenous wine bar owner, and the custodian of his dead mother's art. The book also beautifully describes the Mudgee landscape as the rural area moves into autumn and winter, as well as the intricacies of Oliver's winemaking and the use of old and new technology to make the best drop possible. So if you like complex families, rural landscapes, distrust, art, arrogance, and wine, you might like Four Dogs Missing by Rhys Gard. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.